times. I went back a little seven times. Still they hear and wanna see us cry. I guess because only God knows why.
Hey there, Patriots! What a day, what a time this was at the RNC. This is not your father's RNC. It is not. President Trump and MAGA have taken over the RNC. Isn't that awesome? Who would have ever thought? Never would you've had Kid Rock at the Rhino convention at all. Anyway, I'm so glad to see you. I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. You guys see me? Give me the thumbs up. Everything's all good. I'm glad to see you. We are the Freedom Force Battalion. We've been in here fighting for all this time. It's so glad to see more people joining the fight. And so it's a holy fight. It's a holy war. And so we are destroying these evildoers. We've got a lot of great things to talk about. We're going to talk about President Trump today. We're at his rally yesterday. We're going to talk about the truth about what's coming out on this the shooting. And there's now evidence, proof of two shooters. You're never going to hear this on the mainstream media. They're just going to give you the regular pablum, the regular fake news. We know that. So we are going to figure this out for ourselves. And we have enough video evidence. We have enough audio evidence to be able to piece it together. And we don't need them. Thank you very much. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. If you are new, make sure to like. Either way, new or old, like, share, and subscribe. Hit that button. Hit that button. Yeah, Rhino Convention. It would have been, wouldn't it? Anyway, so make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Actually, this is so weird. For all these years, for I don't know, 3 years, our channel has been people have been removed and removed and removed and removed from our channel. And so, surprisingly, I don't know what's going on, but people are not being, we're not losing anymore. So that's very exciting. Something maybe has changed. Something has shifted. So that's very exciting. So make sure you continue to like, share, and subscribe. And I wanted to show you one other thing. I've got so many things to show you. You guys should see my tabs. I don't know if you can see them on the screen, but I've got tabs for weeks. So go ahead and make sure that you are on my channel. Freedomforce.live is my website. And when you go there, you can see all of the social media platforms. So please go and make sure that you go and that you are joined on all of our social media. I don't know what's going to happen before this is over. I don't know if they're going to be able to shut down any of our platforms. You know, I don't know. They haven't been able to thus far, so hopefully they won't be able to. Either way, just make sure that you are with us, that you know and you have memorized freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, so you can find us. We've lost each other before. We don't want to ever lose each other again. We look at how this is biblical, and so I'm going to show you some of that here at the end. So here are all the channels on where we share the information, and here are the video channels right here. Okay, so let's get started. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. And this was a great video. If you haven't seen the Matrix movies, you definitely need to see them, because this is Neo. President Trump is Neo. He's Neo. This is Neo in the a little clip of the video, and they've changed it into Trump, where they're trying to shoot bullets at him, and he just stops them all. Yeah, I'm going to show you. President Trump just posted this morning a banner that he's bulletproof. I'm just saying, this is what I've been saying for years. For those of you who've been around, you know I've been saying this for years. I never would have, of course, wanted them to test it out. But here we are, and this is what's happened, and it's proven. And actually, Newt Gingrich was just on this morning on Maria Bartiromo saying, this has to be confirmation for President Trump that he is the chosen one, which he's already said, but that God has a high purpose for his life. Everybody in the entire world has to see that now. So check this out. I just think this is cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yes, he is Neo. He's even more. He's definitely the chosen one. All right, so we're also going to talk. I want to make sure I don't forget that I want to share this with you guys. If you haven't seen it, I would definitely, I'm not going to show you the whole video. I'm just, we won't have time to do it. But later on in the broadcast, I'm going to show you this video, pieces of it. And so I want you guys to be able to watch the whole thing. I shared it over on our X account, and my X account is Melissa Red Pill. So definitely go and follow that. I'm telling you, we are living in the day. It's so amazing. We are able to get truth out on X. When, of course, when it was Twitter, we couldn't. But now that it's X, we are able. I can say anything. We post all the time over there, and so really go over there and help to share the truth. Because let's just be honest, a lot of people are. You know, we've been in a nice little bubble in Telegram, and I love Telegram. I'm so thankful that we've been able to have that. But we need to get this truth. You know, whenever I post on Telegram, I have a team that puts it out on Truth Social, put it out on Getter. We're putting it out on X. And so you guys, please go and share these things and put hashtags on it to help. So just keep spreading all this information. And we're actually starting to grow on X too. So that's very exciting. So keep going, everybody. Don't stop. All right. So that's, I wanted to show you that and like and share and then the website. And for those of you who are new, these are the books that I have written on end times. This is wonderful news. I've been doing also study guides. I just posted a study guide number 17 yesterday. We are working through the entire book of Revelation, and so that you can understand end times. It's our job, our role here is to help people understand how this is biblical. The board said this is biblical, I think, 8 or 9 times, and that's our role. And there are a lot of people who are going to want to know the truth about end times. So it's incumbent upon each one of us to become really steeped in this understanding, really understand what's going on biblically, because we're not leaving. We're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. These bad guys are about to get kicked out. They're going to be removed from all these positions of authority, and righteous people will be put in these positions of authority. And so I've decoded the book of Revelation based upon the awakening, but based upon now understanding what we didn't know for all these years, that all these, this demonic criminal cabal had been running everything. I'm like, ah! Okay, now that could be helpful in decoding Revelation. And also the major clues from minor prophets. If you haven't read that, when this is about all these minor prophets told us exactly what we would see in this day. He would awaken us. The Lord would tap you on the shoulder. He would say, I want you to be in my army. And we would fight, fight, fight. And that we would never stop until we would see this beautiful days of health and wealth and peace. These minor prophets told us. And we didn't get it. We really didn't read those books. And all of a sudden, they have come completely alive. So I hope you really, really enjoy that one. I think I might even enjoy that one more than the Decode of Revelation. And then This Is Biblical. We're seeing every Bible story we've ever heard, we've ever read. We're seeing it reenacted before our eyes. I've got them all on audiobooks here. And you can get them on Amazon right here. Just search End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, and you'll find them. They're only $2.99. And you can email them to someone very, very easily for $3. Then they can get the truth about end times. All right, so let's get started on President Trump. Let's see what he had to say yesterday. He took a bullet for democracy.
I don't even know. I mean, some of them I know who they are, but they're very, very conservative, just like you have. They're sort of the opposite of the radical left, okay? You have the radical left and you have the radical right, and they come up with this, I don't know what the hell it is, it's Project 25. He's involved in Project, and then they read some of the things, and they are extreme. I mean, they're seriously extreme. But I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. But what they do...
He's on Project, 2025 or whatever that thing that they've made up, because they're trying to pin all this on him.
It was misinformation and disinformation, and they keep saying, he's a threat to democracy. I'm saying, what the hell did I do for democracy? Last week, I took a bullet for democracy.
He sure did.
What did I do against democracy? Crazy.
I mean, just tell you know, basically the will of the people, if you want to call that democracy. Yeah, I know we're a republic, but either way, they're calling it a democracy, whatever. The point is, democracy would be the people have spoken and they want Joe Biden as their representative. And who is it? Who are you to try to change the horses in the middle of the stream? You know, President Trump brought out Laughing Kamala. He said she's nuts. You know, is it going to bring out her? I've heard they're going to try to bring out Hitlery. Can you imagine? And what's his face? Whatever, Newsom from California. Would that be unbelievable? I'm telling you, this could be interesting. But they literally, where we are on the timeline, there's literally only 2 months. They need to get these ballots printed, you know, very, very soon. And they got to get it together, which I hope they continue to run Biden, personally. Either way, the whole thing is clearly just, you know, a mess. It's a mess. This is what President Trump posted. Did you guys see this? I posted this on my social media yesterday. So this guy in, I don't know, Santa Rosa or whatever in Florida, he has a gorgeous home. This is his home. You think this is a hotel? No, this is his home. He has at his home. He has put this amazing sign about President Trump, and they are fining him every day. He's of course fighting it, but they're fining him every day for having this sign out on his house. He's saying, "I have free speech," and it's not. Supposedly it's not in the deed restrictions. Either way, he says, "I have freedom of speech," and so he put this sign out. But he put so when they find him, he not only did not take the original sign down, he put up another one, and look at what it says.
Be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.
There you go. There you go. Bulletproof. President Trump just posted that this morning. What have I been saying? And now he just posted it. He hasn't said it. You know, he's not trying to draw the bullets, right? But he's posting that he is bulletproof. Now, actually, this morning, J.D. Vance was talking about, you know, that he does not trust the leadership of the FBI and the CIA. And so what he's able to say that much better than if we're coming from President Trump. But we can say it. We're like, we don't trust them because they're not protecting our, you know, our president. They're not protecting President Trump, you know, and so it just comes across a lot better when he says it. But yeah, so he just posted that. I am just saying this is biblical. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing, nothing, nothing. He'll be Neo and he'll just the little bullets will just drop to the ground. It just, you know, and I'm so sorry that the other people were hurt and that man killed at this event. So, you know, they are going to be held to an account for this crime against these people that they intentionally did this. But there's nothing that can happen to President Trump. He is the chosen one. All right, so let's see what he says here. Oh, he says, "I'm here only by the grace of God."
1 week ago today, almost to the hour, even to the minute. Incredible. What a day it was. As I said earlier this week, I stand before you only by the grace of Almighty God. That's true. I shouldn't be here. Maybe JD or somebody else would be here.
I don't like it when he says that. I shouldn't be here. We definitely should be here. He is, I mean, I know what he's trying to say. He says, you know, they intended to take me out just like they took out JFK. That's what he's saying. All right, so yeah. Newsmax and, okay, Newsmax came out and said that Biden had stepped out, but he hasn't. It's like, we get so many conflicting reports. And then Alex Jones said it was going to be Hillary. Of course, you know, it's his opinion. Either way, it will be funny if that's what happens. Either way, Hillary can't stop it. It would be great to bring her up and bring her down again. Wouldn't that be great? All right, so yeah, this is what he talked about Elon. So check this out.
Make life good for our smart people, you know? We have some smart people. We have to make life good for our smart people. And he's as smart as you get. But Elon endorsed me the other day, and I read, I didn't even know this, he didn't even tell me about it, but he gives me $45 million a month. A month. Not $45 billion. Gives me $45 million a month. And I talked to him just a little while ago to say I was coming here, how you doing? And he didn't even mention it. He didn't mention. I mean, other guys, they give you $2 and you got to take them to lunch. You got to wine them, dine them. No, he's a great guy. He really is. But, you know, he's never mentioned to me, why are you hitting the electric cars? Because he understands I'm not hitting it. I think it's incredible. I've had them. I've driven.
The point is $45 million a month. Wow. You know, and I am, you know, supporting President Trump. Okay, and I'm sure each one of you is in one way or another, you know, just posting the truth about him is a great support for him. And of course, you know, each one of us doing whatever we can financially, but $45 million a month goes a long way. And also the funds for Biden have completely dried up. You guys know that. I mean, he can say he's staying in the race, but they have no money. They have no money. No one's donating. That's really the point. You know, they really, you know, it's maybe a little crass, but if you have no money to operate, then, I mean, they're literally, I think they've just, whatever money they had, they've already gone through it. So we'll see. Okay, here he talks about Xi, and he said this before, you know, and it's his funny way of saying, you know, that everybody believes that 2020 was fake, was rigged.
He thinks Trump is playing a joke on him. He actually thinks there's some kind of that I'm playing a joke. He doesn't believe what happened. He doesn't believe the last election. He doesn't believe. He thinks I'm playing a joke on him. But can you imagine President Xi, Putin, all of them? They're all smart, tough. They love their country or they want to do well with their country.
Yeah. So the point is, we don't believe it either. Xi doesn't believe it either. Of course, you know, you and I have gotten some clues from the board that it appears that Xi is working with President Trump to take down this criminal cabal. Let me just tell you something. If he weren't, he would have taken the opportunity to start World War III. Same thing with Putin. Something bigger is going on. They realize we've got to remove this criminal mafia that has run the world. And you know about the BRICS. Saudi Arabia just this week said they were using XRP for their transactions. So all these countries are no longer going to be using the dollar, I think, as of September. So, I mean, we're here. You know, for someone to say, oh, this is going to happen in, you know, however many years. No, this is happening now. One way or the other, we're at the end of the road for the criminal cartel for their funny money dollar system. And the people in the world are not putting up with it anymore. And I believe that President Trump's first world tour, where he went to Saudi Arabia, he went to the Vatican, he's gone to the China, he's, you know, of course, gone to Russia. They were working together to put an end to this criminal mafia running the world. That's just all there is to it. All right, so he's asking, who should it be? Who should he run against?
And it's going to be a very nice poll. And right. Who's your favorite candidate? Who would you like? Let's do it. Who would you most like to run against? Because, you know, you could say, who's the best candidate? We're saying, who would you like to? We'll start with Kamala Harris. And then we'll go to Crooked Joe Biden. And then we could possibly discuss a few. So who would...
Could bring up Hillary.
You like to most run against, if you're us, if we want to win. Ready? Kamala Harris. Crooked Joe Biden.
So I don't know what that really means if people want Kamala more. I mean, in either of them is horrible, right? So it was just an interesting little poll that he took at the rally yesterday. And then here he's talking about the Secret Service.
Times and all over the place where they had, you know, the shape, you know, that if he turns this way, if every shot was no good for me except for the one direct, it came whizzing by, and I hope we have to never go through that again, everybody, because it's so horrible. our album.
Never want to go through that again. Never want to go through that again. And we're gonna keep pressing. I'm gonna show you the video here in just a second about how they've proven two shooters. Okay, that's I'm coming up on that. But the bottom line is, we can't, you know, we just hope this is too horrific on our country. But this was ultimately, though, it was part of the plan. It's part of the plan, part of God's plan, that He would, that this would happen, that He would be saved, that we would, it would help to awaken the people. This just very likely could have been the mass start awakening. People are like, wait, what are you talking about? You know, all the things that they've done, and now this, and to realize clearly the Secret Service didn't do their job, you know, and they can't come up with any of the lies anymore because we are on it. We are sharing this information. They can't lie with impunity anymore. It doesn't fly. This whole thing about the stupid, you know, roof being, you know, not too sloped. We're like, no, it's not true. I mean, nothing that they say is holds water anymore. I'm going to take this opportunity to pick on Franklin Graham. Check out what he told President Trump.
Love your storytelling. There's nobody that can do it like you, but please, you're hurting yourself very badly. Don't use foul language. It made me feel bad, actually, because I don't use much. I don't use much, and if it is foul, it's not really foul. You know, there's really foul, and there's foul, and then there's a little off. Like, some people they don't like the word hell. That's a bad word. You know, I mean, that's not good. Or the word bullshit they don't like, so I won't use it. No, sure. But it's more descriptive. There's just no word to sort of... But he said, so please, so I've been really good in for the last four...
Okay, this is my thing. Okay, it's one of my pet peeves is when someone's doing the work and they're working hard, they're putting themselves at risk, and all of a sudden someone else comes along and tries to correct them on how they're doing it. That is one of my pet peeves in the world. Anybody feel the same way? Just, you know, when you're working hard like we are in this battle and someone's like, well, why is it taking so long? I'm like, okay, maybe if you would come in here and join with us, it could go faster. That's one of my pet peeves. So, Franklin Graham, if you can do better, you go ahead. Otherwise, leave it to President Trump to do it the way he feels he needs to do it. He can say whatever he pleases. Whatever he feels like he needs to say, he can say it. Because he's doing the job. He's destroying this criminal mafia that has run the world. You know, and it's really not, it's not time for Pollyanna. It's time for tough warriors, fierce warriors. And this little mamby-pamby, only just talking about how much God loves us, that's not gonna cut it. We have to be fierce warriors who will take down this criminal cabal and hold them accountable for their crimes against humanity. We have to bring down judgment upon their heads. This whole thing, I'm sick to up to here of hearing, oh, we've got to forgive. No, we must hold these people to an account. He talked about yesterday, President Trump said that women are fierce. I'm telling you, maybe that's the truth. Us women, if that's what it takes to bring, and I hope the men will join with us, we have to hold these people to an account. They must be held to an account for treason, for crimes against humanity, for crimes against children, and they must never see the light of day again, and they must be held to the strictest account under the law. Forgiveness is not on the table. Forgiveness as in washing away, wiping out their sins and where they don't have to pay the penalty. No. That is a no. And I've had it up to here. I'm very thankful for the grace of God. I'm very thankful for the forgiveness. I'm very thankful to stand blameless in His sight because of the blood of Christ. I am very thankful for that. But it is because you and I have repented. For those who have not repented, they must be held to an account for their crimes against humanity. Revelation 19 says that we will go in and be a bloodbath. A bloodbath. Anybody else? Does anybody else, come on, tell me, you guys, is it your pet peeve too? Am I the only one? It just really irks me. I'm sorry. I just don't need him coming and being the armchair quarterback or whatever, or the backseat driver. Let President Trump knows what he's doing. He is doing this every word, every phrase, every truth, every action is exactly, precisely the perfect thing to thread this needle to destroy this criminal cabal. And I completely trust him, that God has directed him and he knows every step of the way. And let's just not armchair quarterback him. Thank you. Absolutely, little Ducci. Yes, thank you. I know. Yes, and bloodbath. Yes, Miss Jacobs. Thank you, Miss Jacobs. Yes, you're another fierce, fierce warrior. I'm going to show you this one super quick before we go on. I'm going to show you guys, and you guys already know this. All of you guys know this. Revelation 19. Revelation 19. Let me see if I can get to it because I'm getting too excited here. You know how I get. Look at the end of Revelation 19. It says, I saw the beasts and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the horse and his army. This is this battle that we're fighting right now. The beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast. This is the ones who work along in concert with the New World Order to help them to accomplish their evil task, whether it's preachers, whether it's teachers, whether it's politicians, all these ones who've joined in league with them. They were all captured. Revelation 19, verse 20. And all these miracles of those that deceived all who had accepted that mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the mark of pure evil. The ones who've taken this and joined in league with the criminal cabal. This is who it is. The mark is when they take the mark of pure evil to destroy the world. When someone takes on demons, they've taken on the mark of pure evil to try to join in league to destroy the world, to destroy humanity. And all the things, I'm not going into all, you know, all the things that they have done. Both the beast and the false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The entire army was killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the one riding the white horse. And the vultures all gorged themselves on the dead bodies. This is what I'm talking about. This, yes, there's forgiveness in Christ. But for those who do not repent, for those who do not, who've taken the mark of evil, there is no forgiveness. Done. Finished. End of story. And actually, in the heavens, I should pull up a picture. There is a, if you go and look, and you'll see a serpent is all around the entire southern part of the heavens, almost three quarters of the around. And then right there on the serpent, there is a vulture. His name is Corvus, and he is eating the flesh of this gigantic snake. This is written in God's word, and this is written in the heavens. This is written in the heavens. I should pull it up real quick. You know me. I get too excited. This is, so stop. Stop with the, I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking about, yeah, there's Corvus right there. Let me see if I can find an image of it. Okay, let me see. This is the constellation. Let me see. Corvus constellation. This is, I'm producing on the fly. Here we go. This is Corvus right here. This is what it looks like. That's what the sign in the heavens looks like. And here's the bird right here. You see that? There's Corvus right there. And you see he's, this is a little bit bigger. There he is. And you see that? That's part of the snake right there. And he's eating the flesh of the serpent. He's eating the flesh. This is what it's talking about. We're going to destroy them. Here's probably a good picture. Let's try this one. There is Corvus written in the heavens. There's this gigantic serpent in the southern sky. We're destroying this serpent. No forgiveness. No commutation, as President Trump was just saying. No chance to get out. We have to be tough. We have to be tough. For humanity, we have to take them down because these people worship demons. These people are pure evil. Okay, there you go. I'm going to breathe now. I'm going to breathe now. All right, so let me see. Was there one more thing? That was, that was the thing of Franklin Graham. Okay, so yeah, Franklin, just let him do his job. He's doing a great job, and you have not been able to get this job done, and so let President Trump do his job. He's the chosen one. Okay, now I'm going to calm down. All right, so let's see what President Trump says. He's telling Kim Jong-un to chill. He's probably telling me the same thing.
I knew it was about time. The jig was up, right? It was about time. But they wrote me, almost all of them wrote me notes. It was nice. Now I have a good relationship with all of them. That's it.
Okay, I got to stop it right now. Yes, thank you, Teresa09. They tell the Christians to take the deadly COVID jab, bioweapon jab, because Jesus would have done it. I called him out on that, and he blocked me. Franklin Graham did. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Teresa. What a fierce warrior you are. What a fierce warrior. What a fierce warrior. Ooh, Jesus, I forgot about that. All these people telling us to take the jab. Ooh, being part of this system. Now, some people did it ignorantly, but some people did it knowingly. And I don't know. I don't know if he knew. I don't know. I hope in Jesus' name that he didn't. Anyway, but back to this. Yeah, big breath. All right. Thanks, Songbird. Y'all pray for me that I'll have a heart attack when I talk about some of these things. I get so upset. Anyway, all right. Here's what he's talking about, Kim Jong-un, because he's wanting more nuclear weapons.
With all of them, that's a good thing. You know, a lot of times the press would say, he gets along with Kim Jong-un, North Korea. He's a lot of nuclear weapons. I got along with him great. You were never in danger with me as your president. It's a good thing to get along, not a bad thing. I used to tell him, why don't you do something else? All he wants to do is buy nuclear weapons and make them. I said, just relax, chill. You got enough. You got so much nuclear weapons, so much. I said, just relax. Let's go to a baseball game. I'll show you what a baseball game. We'll go watch the Yankees, or we'll come watch Michigan at its home opener. Okay, how about that?
I love him so much. Yeah, let's just chill on the nuclear weapons. Yeah, we can chill on nuclear weapons, but as far as when the time comes, you guys, I'm just preparing you now that there will be a day when people are saying, oh, we just need to forgive these people. They didn't mean it. No, they meant it. They did it on purpose, and we must hold their feet to the fire. We must hold them accountable. We must be like Corvus, destroying and gorging ourselves. Here we go again. Vultures gorging ourselves on the dead bodies. We must gorge ourselves on their destruction. Okay, I know they're probably going to be like, we got to cancel this woman. Whatever. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. All right. They don't like the Bible at all. At all. Not the true Bible. They like someone who's just going to be like namby-pamby crap. Okay, sorry. All right. Here we go. I wanted you to see this. On day one of the convention, they had all these, throughout the whole thing, they had all these gigantic screens, and they were placed so cool. It was so just really, really beautiful how they had it done. I love that Laura Trump and all these great people are running the RNC, this convention. It was done so well. The band was so terrific. I just wish I could spend more time really talking, going into detail about, you know, how it was just done super, super great. And the beautiful President Trump's granddaughter, she was so precious in how I'm talking about, and Grandpa called her during school. She's like, I'm in school, Grandpa. I can't talk right now. Anyway, so yeah, they had all these gigantic screens, and throughout they would put, you know, all these different images on these screens. It was done so beautifully. It was just artwork. It was really done well. But on the first day, they had the images of the dollar. And so there's a lot of symbolism here that you can notice along, you know, of course, you've probably already seen videos where we talk about all the satanic imagery on the dollar, and it's all the Federal Reserve and all that. But if you look here, you'll see this gigantic pyramid, which is, of course, one of their symbols. The pyramid is God's symbol, the three in one. It's a beautiful biblical symbol, but they always hijack our symbols and they use it for evil purposes. But you notice they always have a capstone that they're trying to put that capstone. Basically, when the capstone is down, then all of humanity is under their control and they cannot get up out from under their control. And so they've never been able to accomplish that, thank God. And so we still have America. We still have our freedom of speech. We still have our Constitution. I know what they've done with the Constitution, but either way, we still ostensibly have the Constitution. And so they have to act as if we do. Anyway, so we have that capstone never has been placed down. But if you notice, they had one of the giant screens right where the capstone would appear. You notice right there, this screen right here is where the capstone would be. And so they were saying, instead of your little capstone and where you're trying to take over the world and destroy the world, guess what? We're the capstone. MAGA is the capstone. MAGA has taken over the Republican Party, and we're the capstone now, and we are the ones who are going to have righteous people running everything in America, and righteous people will run things all over the world. Who thinks that's cool? So that was, I wanted to make sure that you guys saw that symbolism. I shared it, of course, as I always do, over on my website, freedomforce.live. If you go to the social media, I share it on all these platforms, and so you can see it there. So anyway, but I just wanted to make sure that you guys saw that in case you missed it. All right, CrowdStrike. Let's talk real super quick about CrowdStrike. I don't even know how I'm gonna get all this stuff done. Okay, CrowdStrike is the same group that was hired by the DNC to do this Russia hoax, this whole thing. Okay, so I want you to see what they did here. And also, before I forget. The other thing that just happened was where, what's the name of it? Y'all, somebody tell me the name of this, the Microsoft thing that just, where they just went and they took over. Anyway, let me play this one first and then we'll do that one next.
Let's say you were trying to cover up an attempted presidential assassination, right? A plot that was so extensive that it required different entities from different alphabet agencies. It consisted of a network of people committing a coup. Let's say that failed. And after the failure, it's getting a little hot, right? You need to cover your tracks. But you need to break into not just one, not just two. You need to break into maybe 5-6 different governmental agencies, whatever it may be. How would you do that? Wouldn't it be an amazing just happenstance, coincidence that a company that was hired by the Democratic National Committee to investigate Russian collusion in 2016 is the same company that all of these governmental agencies use? It's not just the airports being affected. Any company that uses this program in Microsoft Windows is affected. And there are, you can read articles, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, these companies are affected. So now this company gets to go in to all of these servers and update the code. I think it would be a very good optimal time to cover your tracks. So just rambling thoughts.
Yeah. So that is the name of it. Okay, CrowdStrike was the name of this program that Microsoft uses, and they were able to access all these. They say, oh, we need to update the code. Well, what were they really doing? And actually, I just posted this from Cernovich. Cernovich was just on Tucker the other day, and I posted the video. You might want to go and watch that because he's always got some really great thoughts. How did CrowdStrike get access to the entire internet? Of course, through Microsoft. So what are they trying to do? And then Ezra Cohen, another big name to remember, Ezra Cohen, why did Microsoft need to have this level of access? What are they trying to cover up? That's what he was saying. Yes, it affected planes. Yes, it affected all these other things. But really, what were they trying to cover up is what Ezra Cohen is thinking. And that's what this man is thinking also. That they need, why would they need to access all these systems worldwide? Somehow or another, they're trying to cover something up. That's what it appears. Okay, I just wanted you to know, kind of more about what that was about. All right, so now the next thing is, one of the best things at the end of the RNC convention, President Trump played the famous song, Nessun Dorma. I've been talking about this on my channel. And so here, for a moment, this girl, Susie1776, says that DJT got lost in the music for the moment. I'm going back to what I said before. I don't think he ever gets lost in anything. He is doing everything absolutely methodically to accomplish what he's trying to get done. Everything is precision. even to the point that it looks like he's just in La La Land, in Dreamy Land. Okay, so check this out. Check out what the song is that it's playing right then. Now he gets distracted. Someone that wants to tell him something. The point is he's playing Nessun Dorma, which this is an amazing song. I've talked about it various times over different videos. And if you don't know this song, just please go and check it out and really ask the Lord, what is Millie so excited about this song? Of course, President Trump is very excited about the song. But I'm going to show you something really cool from the movie The Sum of All Fears. This is the final song that's played in the movie. If you're not familiar with this, we were told long ago from 17 that we needed to watch this movie, The Sum of All Fears. The premise of The Sum of All Fears is that there's a rogue group that is trying to pit the U.S. against Russia and to get nuclear war. And this rogue group literally causes a nuclear bomb to be blown up, okay? And it almost kills the president in the movie. There was an assassination attempt on my life. And so at the end, they finally realized that Russia was not in on it. Russia was not trying to start a war. Does this sound familiar to anyone? No, Russia was not, in my strong opinion, Russia is trying to end the criminal cartel. They're not trying to start a war with America. If they wanted to, they could. They're not trying to. And time after time after time, they have stood down when they could have said we're gonna do something rash, and they didn't. They could have used anything as an excuse to start and send out a nuclear weapon, but they haven't. It's amazing. It's amazing. All right. So we've been lied to a lot about Russia, but that's another thing. Anyway, so in the movie, there's an attempt on his life, and this nuclear bomb goes off, and at the end, they finally realize that Russia was not trying to get involved in a war, and they realize who truly was. And then the very last scene I'm going to play for you, and that's where they are going after these criminals. I'll play this one next. Okay, wait a minute. I got to make sure I find the right one. Okay, here's the one. They're going after the true ones who caused all this evil. Now, in the movie, they make the CIA out to be good. Clearly, the CIA is actually the rogue group. Whatever. The point is that they're going after these rogue people in this at the very end. And what are they playing? Nessun Dorma. I can't get it any louder, sorry. Wait for it. There you go. Okay, I'm not going to show anymore. But anyway, I would really encourage you to go and watch The Sum of All Fears. It's actually over on BitChute. You can watch it on BitChute. But yeah, so this is, it was a subtle way of President Trump saying, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. When he's playing this song, when he's making this looking like he's lost in all this, he's thinking, we're soon going to destroy these people. We're soon going to have peace for God's people, for my people, and we're going to have these criminals will be brought to justice and judgment. There you go. That's what he's doing. That's what he's sitting there thinking about. And the song is even bigger than that. So, okay, here's a little link that I had posted, liveabout.com/Nessun-Dorma-Lyrics-724333. So basically the story is that there's a beautiful princess. Her father is the king. He says you can, if someone wants to, can determine, understand these three riddles, then they can have my daughter's hand in marriage. Well, this prince comes along and he is able to figure out these three riddles, but the daughter does not want to marry him. The princess doesn't want to marry him, and she doesn't even know his name. Interesting little tidbit there. Doesn't even know his name. And so she's telling everybody, don't sleep. Nessun Dorma means nobody sleep. Nobody sleep. We've got to, you know, figure out who this person is, what his name is, because he's promised that if I can figure out his name before the dawn breaks, I don't have to marry him. So nobody sleep. Nessun Dorma. Nessun Dorma means no one sleep. And so it turns out that at the end of the song, he's, you know, trying to hurry and have the dawn break, and he's saying for the stars to set. He's saying set stars so that he can, that the dawn will break and he can have the princess. Let me see if I can find it right here. Okay, I posted it. Where was it? Okay, that was not it. Okay, I have too many things as usual. Ah, that's not it either. Okay. I had the words. I had pulled up the words. Anyway, but if you go on, maybe, actually, you know what? They'd be right here. Let me roll. Okay, here they were the whole time. Nobody shall sleep. Nobody shall sleep. Even you, O princess, in your cold room, watch the stars that tremble with love and with hope. But my secret is hidden within me. My name no one shall know. No, no. On your mouth I will tell it when the light shines, and my kiss will dissolve the silence that makes you mine. No one will know his name. And we must, alas, die. That's what the choir sings. And but Pavarotti sings, vanish, O night, set, O stars, set, stars, at dawn, I will win. Vincero, I will win. So I love that. This is bigger than even I can care to, I can tell you right this moment. But this is about, really, it's about Christ. It's really about Christ and his people. And that he loves us, and he is wanting to help to save us from these evildoers, and he will, he will. All right, so this whole thing is biblical. All right, so I wanted you to see an interesting little factoid. So that's really, when you listen to the song, think about that this is about setting the princess free, setting the, so, and all of the humanity is the princess, really, and that destroying these evildoers. And President Trump knows that. He knows that. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. All right, so now, when I was listening to it, they didn't have the, on that version of A Sum of All Fears, they don't have the translation from Russian, and so I was listening to the Russian president on that show, and I heard him say something. I'm like, it stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, wait, what is that? And it's that the word Nazia is the word for nation. I immediately stopped the video. I said, wait, what am I missing here? This word right here, nation, when you look up, translate Google, you know, the Google Translator, you type in nation, and it comes up with this word that I can't say. I don't know how to say that word right there. But this is, if they've got the pronunciation here, is Nazia, okay? I'm going to have them play it, pronounce it.
Nazia.
What does that sound like? What does that sound like?
Nazia.
Okay, so this is where the Bible talks, and I've said this many times when I've read passages to you that use the word nation, and that I've said this is not about physical nations in the world. This is about the new world order. Many times I'll actually put on the side, like, this is talking about the new world order. And if you remember, we've been told by the board that N in the new world order, NWO, N does not stand for new, and it stands for Nazia. Okay, as she said it there. So what is it talking about? Is, you know, they're saying that it's wrong for us to be love our nation and to fight for our nation and to be faithful to our nation. That's what they're trying to make it out to be. But clearly, this is where they're trying to make an evil nation. This evil, they're saying that they're the nation. They're the chosen nation of that runs the world, basically. Okay, so I want you to see some of these verses right here. For example, when the Lord your God hands these nations over to you and you conquer them, you will completely destroy them. Of course, this is, you know, talking about this is talking about the Canaanites, but this is the same people, the Canaanite cannibals. This is the same people that we're fighting even in this day. So when it talks about that, think of that as the Nazis. Okay? That's who it's talking about. These ones who believe that they are the nation to rule the world in, you know, with Satan, right? That basically the satanic kingdom. Think of it that way. Okay? When you think of this nations, you must completely destroy them. You must destroy all the Nazis. Y'all get it? Yep, exactly. 1776. Yeah, exactly. It sounds just like it. Isn't that wild? I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I not connect that? But that's really the word, really, this is their word for nation is Nazia. And so this is this evil nation that wants to run the world with evil. We, as the Bible says, we're the holy nation. Remember? We're the holy nation. We're the ones that want to run the world in the righteous way. Just like with Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, he was chosen and destined to bless the whole world and with righteousness, whereas they said they want to rule with evil. And so destroy this evil nation, evil Nazis, okay? I think this is really going to help you open up the word. When you are reading the word and you see this word nations, and that's not always that. Sometimes the nations is used for God's nation, okay? But in the context, when you see this evil nation, think of Nazis. That's what it's talking about. This evil satanic nation or evil satanic Nazis. There you go. How about that? You know, I said on the post when this dawned on me, you know, you're sitting there minding your business and maybe you're researching something. I know this has happened to each one of you guys. You're minding your business and all of a sudden the Lord comes and red pills you. Wait, I wasn't ready for that. I think it's probably fair because I red pill people all the time and say something that I know it comes and hits them like a bag of bricks. So that was a bag of bricks for me. That was a good bag, though, of bricks. All right. So, anyways, how I found that information out. All nation Nazis compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You see, every time you read one of these verses, think about that, Psalm 118:10. Yeah, the Lord just red pills you. Ready or not, you're getting red pilled on this. Yeah, Alejandro Mayorkas controls both the Border Patrol and the Secret Service. How you like that? You like that? Yeah, I don't like that. All right, I'm going to do that at the end, but I'm going to do this real quick first. Okay, so I'm going to show you this video, and again, I want you to take the time and listen to the whole thing because he does a really, really good job, and he goes into each of the shots, and he explains what each one is. I'm going to see if I can move out of the way a little bit. Okay, so here is on this video. Again, this is over on my ex. You know what I'm going to do real quick? I want to do this real quick. I'm going to go ahead and post this so you guys will have it right here. I'm going to post this link. For those of you who are watching live, you get a little treat and you get, there's the link right there that I just posted of this video that you can watch. Okay, so where this guy does such a great job. So here is, let me make it a little bit bigger. All right, so he's showing, this is of course the stage. He's showing that there is, he shows the sound of the gunshot as well as the report and also the echo on the second grouping of shots that were fired. There were a group of three and then a group of six. On the second grouping, there was a big echo, and so what he's saying here is that the second shooter was right here. He's not saying the water tower, Okay, I don't know any. I haven't heard anything else about the water tower. I don't know. We're just piecing this together. And he said this. He said, you know, we need more clean data from which to analyze. Because, and he said we can't clearly trust that the leadership of the FBI, CIA is going to tell us the truth. So we got to figure it out for ourselves. But we have all the records, all the information. We don't need them. We don't trust anything they would say anyway. In the past, we did, but not anymore. Anyway, so if you look here, okay, this is the main thing I want you to hear about this, is that he's saying, as they admitted already, they already had the what do you call them, the snipers in the building that the shooter was on top of, which sounds completely outrageous. I mean, over the top outrageous, right? But they couldn't go on the roof because it was too steep. I mean, the whole thing, it's the most outrageous story you ever heard in your entire life. But he's saying that the shots came from inside the building. This second, the first group of shots, the cha-ching, 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 those first ones came from within the building. And then I think what he's saying is the second ones that were from the crooks, those made this echo on this surface of this building right here. And the person who was doing the audio recording was right here. And so you get this echo from this hard surface from this building. Okay. But the point is, this is the biggest takeaway, is that this other shooter, that was actually the first shooter, was right here. Because one of the main ways that you know that he's onto something is because the same bullet that hit President Trump's ear. I mean, he wasn't far away at all, really, if you think about it, out of the window right here, to shoot right here. To hit President Trump's ear. And then, if you remember, the stage was right here, okay? There's another picture of it. I'll try to pull up another picture in a second. But that person was up higher on the like, 12 feet up, whereas let's say President Trump was maybe 10 feet up, this guy was up higher on the bleachers, okay? And so that bullet was on a trajectory up. Makes sense, right? Has anybody watched this thing? Watch it, you guys, and see what you think, because it's quite detailed. And Tracy Beans shared this. And she said it was done really well. And I really do have a lot of respect for Tracy Beans. She's very, very careful about what she posts. And I tried so hard to follow in her footsteps and be very, very careful about everything that I post. You know, sometimes I'll say, this is all conjecture. We're just trying to figure this out, you know. But this looked really, really strong evidence. So this shot would come from the bottom, from the ground level. And then it would go up toward where President Trump was speaking on a platform. And then go and hit that person in the back of the bleachers. And he goes into all of that. And also he goes into the sound. Let me see if I can show you some of that. Like here he's going into the sound of the first three that were from the build inside the building. And then the next ones that were on the top. He thinks maybe the number three and number six might have been even a third, but he says no doubt at all there were two shooters. No doubt at all based upon the forensic evidence of the audio recording. All right, so I want you to see if I can see a little bit more. This video, I wish that it was a little bit smaller because I try to just note to you guys, whenever you post a video, if you will try to squash that video and make it a smaller footprint, it'll be easier for people to record, to download, and they won't have this business where it's doing this taking so long to download. Anyway, I wanted you to see that this is the newest information, that this is clear, undeniable, indisputable evidence. There were two shooters, and what he's saying is one was inside the building and with the young idiot on the top. And so he was not the first, he was actually the second shooter. And so he goes into all the detail right there on that video. I want you to see that. We're going to get to the bottom of it ourselves. we're going to get to the bottom of it, and then they won't be able to mislead us and lie to us. All right, so definitely go and check out my site, my books, okay? So excited that that God has chosen us for this role. So keep up the good work. Learn everything that you can. I know you're researching this and that and the shooting, and I am too, but our number one job is to understand end times, because soon people are going to ask you, what is the truth about end times? And you need to know it backwards and forwards, okay? So read and listen. If you have to listen to my audiobook 2 and 3 times so that you can really soak it in and know it, okay? And I know you guys, you love me and you love for me to teach it and all that, but I'm really asking you to know it so well that you can teach others, you can help others. And I'm hoping soon that my study guide will be out so that you can do like this homework in your book, and then maybe even have a study guide, have a group setting where you do it with other people where they actually can go through and do this homework too, and to piece it together, because soon people are going to want to understand. If they're going to find out that we're not leaving Earth, we're having 1,000 years of peace on Earth. That's what's happening. They're going to figure this out real soon, real quick. And the other thing, just if anyone needs health information, please go right on here. The link's right here. I'm very thankful. I've got one other quick thing to say, and I'm going to jet out of here. This is how the Lord has helped me to help myself and friends and family members to be well. You cannot trust, just like we can't trust the FBI, you cannot fully, completely trust the doctors. You may say, I have a great doctor. Either way, the Lord Jesus is the great physician. He is the one who heals us. You know better than anyone else what's going on in your body or what's going on with your loved one. And you may very well have to be an advocate for your family member who can't find a way to get, they just don't have the resources mentally for whatever reason to be able to help themselves. So this is one of our other roles, is to help others through all of this. For example, I've got this right here about the lifting of depression and bipolar. There are some of these medicines that they've given to the people with depression have long-term effects. Really just seek the Lord, plead with him, say, Lord, you are the great physician. You alone know the answer and how I can have this healing for myself and for my family members. And so ask him, and go on there and see. The vibration therapy is wonderful. The neural therapy is wonderful because this is a nervous disorder. It's a nerve disorder. The CBD right here, go to the CBD. It is wonderful. It is so wonderful for the nerves. It coats the nerves, you know, on the topically and internally. You know, these are the things that we need. They have done such a number on our health. And I'm mainly wanting you to hear me say is listen, ask the Lord. Ask him to direct your steps on what to research, what to do to find the cure, find the solution, and he will guide you step by step by step. This has been my experience. My mom was on 3 opioids a day, you guys, and she was in desperate pain. She had no life, really. Just all she could be is on the couch, barely making it to the bathroom. And now she doesn't even take aspirin, you guys. She just went with us to Scotland. I walked her all over the entire Scotland, England, Ireland. She's doing amazing. This is from the neurotherapyprescribinglife.com. I'm so thankful the Lord directed us to that. You know, my dear friend who has bipolar, she's doing amazing. You can read on here about how she's doing so well from this. You know, guys, I was poisoned. If you want to read here about healing the heart, and I tell the story about how I was poisoned and the Lord helped me. I use these health links to detox so I could get this out of my system. I've been using this fulvic acid. It's like when your plants are yellow and they need to be all greened up. This is the fulvic acid one right here. This is the video right here. And it helps your body to receive these nutrients so that you can you can, your body can receive the nutrients and also to detox. I'm sorry, it's doing the little spinny thing. I need to listen to my own advice. I don't know why that video is spinning. But anyway, just click right here on the fulvic acid. I really do encourage you to do that, to get the healing that your family members need. But listen, you know, listen to the Lord. I don't know the specific answer in all these cases for you. I can just tell you what has helped me and my loved ones, friends and family. I'm just encouraging you to do the same. Ask the Lord and He will guide you. He will guide you on what you can do to help your family members. So check these links out, and I pray in Jesus' name that they will help you. Definitely check into Q Streaming too. I was able to watch the event live on my TV, and I didn't have to listen to stupid Fox, how they interrupt the all these events by all their blabbing, and they only show you what you want to hear. I love Q Streaming. They've got One American News. So definitely, if you're still watching Cabal TV, definitely check into Q Streaming right there, freedomforce.myqstreaming.com. I'll just click on it real quick so you can see it. This is... it's only $60 a month. I can't even believe we're saving like $1,200 a year. All right, I think that's everything I wanted to show you today. Is there anything else? Is there anything else that you guys wanted to ask me real quick? Huh? Just let me know if there's anything else, and I will, if you want to put in the comment section a question that you might have, and I will research it. And I'll try to figure it out. Most of the things that you have questions about, more than likely I have on these videos over here on freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live. Okay, finally it's coming up. Here it is. All right. I think that's everything. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are the King of the world. We thank you, Lord, that our wonderful President Trump is bulletproof. We thank you that you have awakened us and brought us together and have caused us to understand what's going on so we can fight, so that we can be a part of what you're doing on this earth. Thank you, Lord, that we get to live in this day and that we get to experience all this and the great awakening and to see the end times for them, the end times for these criminals. We thank you and we praise you that you are going to run this world, that your righteous people will be the true, your holy nation will run the world instead of this evil nation, evil Nazis. We praise you for just always helping us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you guide us into all truth. Guide my friends on this channel, all the Freedom Force Battalion. Give them the understanding that they need for everything, Lord. Guide them into all truth. Guide them so that they can protect their families and protect their health. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to detox. I pray you'd help them to have their nerves working properly. I pray you'd protect them from any evil schemes and devices that the enemy would have perpetrated against them. I pray you'd help them with their mental health and their physical health, their financial health, their home health, everything in their home that it'll be detoxed. I pray that you'll bring peace to each one of them in their hearts and peace in their homes, peace in every relationship. I pray you'd bless them with their work. I pray that everything that they put their hand to will be blessed, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are helping us in this great battle, this great honor, this great purpose that you have for us. And we thank you for our President Trump. We pray that not one hair will be touched on his head. We pray, Lord, that no weapon formed against him will prosper. We pray that that all these the evil schemes of the enemy will be exposed and brought down. We pray that you'll help us to help others understand what's going on. We pray that you'll awaken humanity, that they will awaken to the truth, and they'll no longer believe the lies, that they will reject any lies. Lord, help us to be able to discern good from evil, right from wrong, truth from lie. We pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. And we look forward to this day when we'll have perfect health and perfect peace all over the world and wealth. We can't even wait. We know it's just over that next hill. And we trust you and we trust your timing and we trust your plan. In your great name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. I got to run. I love talking to you guys. I love being on here with you guys, but I got a jet. So I guess that's it. Don't forget, you can still go ahead and put something in the chat and I will try to grab it. Songbird will try to grab it for me. If there's any questions or thoughts or whatever that you have, and I will talk to you Later.